But we got to talk about this audiobook thing that you did, CJ, with Eric Douglas.
Yes,
we
got back to me.
Let's take it back to CJ, because this took a lot of work. You know, it's one thing to write a book, and Eric does a great job with that. He wrote a great story. This Lionfish book a couple years ago came out, featured the Scuba Radio crew, and I loved it. Probably because I'm in it. But, you know, the thing is, it is a fun, cute little story. And CJ on the side, you know, in between his diving adventures, he has this thing, you know, I don't like to say these four-letter words out loud, but work gets in the way of his diving sometimes.
All right, then make it a career. Then it's not four letters.
Oh, good point. Okay, that's much safer. But it's still just as devastating to most folks. It gets in the way of what you really want to do, which is dive far
around.
Unless
it's fun, like mine is.
Well, it is, and you voice stuff. He does radio stuff. He does these audio books. It's been a new outlet that CJ has explored, and he's narrating audio books. So he did the audio book for Lionfish, but as opposed to having him do the parts where, you know, I come up, or Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model, or Bubble Boy.
We know these guys. Let's just have them do it.
Exactly. Less work for you.
Well, actually, it was more.
Yeah, it was.
It was more editing.
It was.
And
so,
gathering all the voices.
I think we ought to play a little sample of the Lionfish audiobook for everybody to catch them up
Please.
To speed. Here we go.
It was the first time in Zach's life he had attempted to infiltrate a dangerous situation by making noise.
Zach, I've never been with a real war hero before,
Tiffany said, patting him on one of his prosthetic lower legs.
Do they slow you down?
Zach turned to look at the blonde bombshell for a moment, confused. And then he got the joke. You'll just have to judge for yourself, honey. They call me the Bionic Man. That led to more giggling and jokes. Zach could see the old Hatteras fishing boat tied up to what remained of the old dock. He chanced guiding the light up onto the boat, but there was no movement or sign that they left anyone behind. They're here, but no one is guarding the rear. Zach picked up the microphone and called Jackson. No one's here. All clear. Greg, Jackson, CJ, and Jimmy waded along the water's edge and entered the cove. Little Bear appeared through mangrove with his rifle. They gathered on the small beach where Duffy and the gang had stood just minutes before.
What's the plan?
Greg asked. Let's leave a couple people here with the Hatteras. I don't want anyone getting past us. The rest of us will go see what we can do to help Duffy. I'm not sure what his plan is, if he has one, but we'll take the gang out and end this, Jackson said. Greg, I'm guessing you and your people aren't really used to this, and there's no shame in that. You can stay here with the boat. We'll take care of it.
I know I don't look like it, but I do have a deputy black belt in Taekwondo,
Greg said with a smirk.
I'm going with you.
We're going, too,
Tiffany said.
I saw what they did to that girl. I have issues with men like that.
Me, too,
Kelly agreed.
I'm tougher than I look.
Jackson looked at the scuba radio crew for a moment. And made his decision.
There we go. There you see. There was a dramatic pause there. Sorry about that, CJ. But that was good. That is really, that sounds way more professional than I expected.
It's exciting.
You know, when I played myself, I mean, that was an Oscar-winning performance, if I say so myself, and I do.
The role you were born to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Greg the Dive Bastard.
Yeah, that's it. No, that's not how it is in the book. You misread that. But you can order the audiobook of Lionfish now.
Audible.com.
And what is it, like 2 hours or 3 hours or something?
Less than 2 hours.
Okay. So it's a great thing to...
It's a short one.
Yeah, get on Audible and then hop in the car for a trip or something and listen to this. And even if you've read the book Lionfish already from Eric Douglas, I think you'll get a kick out of some of the lines, especially that Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model.
Yeah, there's one in particular.
Recreates.
That's close to us all.
Yeah, it comes across in the book a little, but not quite the same as it does in the audio version. You hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. And let me just say this. It's something we can't even play on the radio.
Yeah, you probably couldn't.
No, couldn't. Yeah. Couldn't get away with it. But good stuff indeed. Audible.com, booksbyeric.com. Just Google it, Lionfish, the book, the audio book. It'll pop right up there, and you can get it on Amazon, Audible, whatever you want to do. And there's a lot of things if you haven't got an audio book before on Audible, I think you get like a free 2-month thing if you sign up, or is that Amazon?
I think they give you one credit when you sign up. Yeah. So you get a free one, at least one.
I have a free code that CJ was nice enough to give us to
That was nice of me.
Very nice. So if you would like one, email us your name, address, phone number to info@scubaradio.com, and we will pick one or two people at random this week and hook them up with a code to download the audiobook for free. So, you know, it's only a few bucks, too, so it's not like a huge prize. So don't expect us to throw anything extra in for that giveaway. But it will be well worth it if you'd like it. info@scubaradio.com, name, address, phone number. We'll pick a couple at random this week and make a couple folks very happy. How about that?
Like it.
Yeah. So, you know, next time, where will it go from here? Who knows? But Eric is going to be on the Turks and Caicos trip with us in October. I mean, Casey's going to be there. Casey, I know you're excited because you want to be in the next book, right?
I already got my airline booked. I'll be at the bar waiting for your plane to arrive.
Yeah, well, there you go. And that's probably how the story will start. And, you know, I'll show up and I'll stumble off the plane.
Casey was on his third Jack and Coke.
And I'll say, hey, Casey, and then you'll hear a shot ring out. Then you'll hear a shot ring out, and I will fall down the stairs into Casey's arms. Wait, no.
CJ will throw himself in front of you like the president's guards.